We've got a couple of laptops, an iPad case, and me. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Do I ask first?
Yeah.
I ask first, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then me and then you.
Hey, welcome to Before You Buy. This is the product review show on the TWiT Network where we get a bunch of great products and then we give the TWiT staff a chance to play with them, to look at them. We've got a great staff and they love playing with the latest gadgets. So it's kind of fun for us, a chance for everybody to get their place in the sun. Now, actually, this is going to be kind of a slow show because the big product announcements are all coming for Q4 in the next few weeks.
Yeah, Windows Nicole 8 Lee, especially.
Yeah, Nicole Lee's our producer. Yeah, we're waiting on PCs for Windows 8. We're going to see a slew of cell phones. In fact, tomorrow, August 29th, the Galaxy Note 2, which I will immediately order because I love my old Note. I can't wait to see the new Galaxy Note. Mm-hmm. Motorola's got new phones. Nokia World is coming up on September 5th. They'll probably announce the new Windows 8 phones.
Yep.
Amazon's going to announce something on September 6th. We think it's probably a new
Kindle.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe new Kindles.
Sure.
And then this company in Cupertino, I think it's called Apple.
Oh.
They're supposedly doing something September 12th. So there's going to be a whole bunch of new products. In fact, I just got the email. Nicole sends out an email every week saying, okay, this is what's in-house. Who wants to review it? And it was a long list.
Yeah, we have the ThinkPad Carbon X1. People are just chomping at the bit to review that one.
So I apologize. This show is just a couple of three products.
Yeah, sorry.
But we're going to start on... Hey, sometimes that happens. There's a lot of new stuff. It's the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they want to really hold off on product releases till the new Windows is out, until the back to school and the holiday
buying. Back to school's
a big
one.
All of that stuff. So. Yep. But this is an interesting back to school computer. We've been reviewing a lot of Lenovo notebooks. Iaz Akhtar has a look at the latest. Iaz?
I'm Iaz Akhtar with TWiT, and this is the Lenovo U410 Ultrabook. Now, if you're looking at this notebook, you're like, hey, isn't that a little thick and maybe just a little heavy for an Ultrabook? You're right. It's pretty hefty. It's a 14-inch notebook, but it's got a lot of ports on it. We've got two USB 3.0 ports. We've got an HDMI. We've got Ethernet. We've got an SD card reader slot. On the other side, we've got two ports for USB 2.0 and a headphone mic jack right there. Otherwise, not a whole lot else around the actual notebook. Inside this machine, we've got Intel Ivy Bridge, so that's the latest and greatest processors you can get. This unit had 8 gigabytes of RAM, and inside, it's great. Performance-wise, it's very, very solid. However, that's only if you do some really crazy things, like, see this trackpad? It seems to hate me, so maybe it works different for you. It really works very well if you use something called an external mouse. When I was deciding to do something called scrolling with two fingers, it decided I was pinching and zooming. I don't agree with that, so that didn't work out so well. The build quality on this is pretty chintzy. I'm really surprised at how poor this thing is put together. If I push on the keys, just like in the other Ultrabook I've tried out from Lenovo, there's actual flex under the tray of the keyboard. It's really unsettling because you feel like you're going to break this thing. On top of that, we've got a very interesting design element. I don't know if this is a bug or a feature. When I was picking up the notebook to put in my bag, I heard a noise. The bottom of the case here apparently is not exactly attached to something inside the notebook. So it makes this clicking noise, which freaks me out because this thing costs $800 when it starts at $800. So you're paying $800 and you can't really use it. It's kind of a pain. One more thing about the design, and this bothered me because the predecessor to the 410, the Lenovo's other Ultrabooks, they had a nice big lip over. Opening this is not as easy as it used to be. Like you have to like just kind of get your fingers in there. It's some very strange design there. I don't know why they decided to make the lip shorter, but that's also another problem. Okay, so for the pros and cons, on the pro side, inside this machine is some really capable hardware. It can do a whole lot of things, and Lenovo gave you a ton of ports. I really like the fact that there's two USB 3.0 ports. because that's the future, and Ethernet is always good to have. So big fan of that. However, as you can tell, the cons seem to definitely outweigh the pros on this. The design is pretty kind of boring. People were joking that, hey, is that a MacBook over there? It's not a MacBook. It just looks like one. Also, that trackpad was maddening. The keyboard flex, the body flex. There's a whole lot of things wrong with the design and build quality with the Lenovo. So, is it a try, buy, or don't buy? I think you know where I'm going with this one, don't you, folks? $800, I'm going to say don't buy. At that price, buy yourself a nice desktop computer and then get a mouse that works, a keyboard that works, and a monitor that has a better resolution than 1366 by 768. I'm Maya Zachter with Twit, and this is the IdeaPad U410.
Thank you, Ayaz. Ayaz, of course, is the host of TNT, Monday through Fridays, 10 a.m. on the Twit Network. That's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 UTC for your daily dose of tech news. And Ayaz also hosts a great show called Know How with me every Thursday afternoon. We show you how to do stuff with your computer. You know, I'm looking at this Lenovo, and it's clearly designed really for the big box stores, the Costco's, Price Clubs, Sam Clubs. It's a low-cost Windows machine, very middle of the road, and I agree with him. There are probably better choices at that price. Doesn't mean Lenovo doesn't make great stuff. Some of their higher-end stuff is really top of the line. I have something that you might want to look at, a little more expensive. I'll show you that in just a second if you're looking for an Ultrabook. Right. But first, let's say hello to Nicole Lee, our producer, and you've got a new iPad. You've become the queen of iPad covers.
Well, I've been trying to find one that fits my brand-new iPad 3 that I love. I've been loving using it so far. But I used this iPad Smart case that I really hated because even it covered everything. It just wasn't very stable.
That's the new one from Apple.
Yeah.
Has the smart cover, but it also has a back on.
Right. But
this looks, I thought at first this was that.
This is not. This is something called, it's a very funny name. It's called the Joy Factory Smart Suit 3.
I think that sounds like it's made in Japan or China.
Probably. It comes in this interesting waterproof Ziploc case, which I thought was very interesting. Huh. And it comes with like a
Are
like
you
a
supposed
mouse
to keep using
well.
It? Or
I guess so. It's like a case for your case.
Yeah,
it's very
a case
strange.
Case.
It's a case. Anyway, so what I like about it.
It does have the smart cover rollback thing.
So I don't know if you can see this on the screen here. But it's basically a snap-on hard case.
Here, hold it right here. So
right,
you can,
okay.
Yeah.
It's basically a snap-on hard case. So it's plastic.
That's good.
It's a snap-on.
That's tough.
So it's not like a sleeve where you can sort of, you know, it's kind of sloppy and kind of floppy. It's a plastic hard case. And there are cutouts on the back for the usual, you know, camera, the controls, the speaker, nice opening there, and the dock and all of that, as well as the top bit. But it has a magnetic cover, very similar to the smart case and the smart cover.
I like that.
And the interesting thing about this is that even with the smart case and the smart cover, if you put it on the back, it just sort of flops around.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a magnet on the back.
That catches it.
So that catches it so that you can just hold it with one hand and it'll just stay there.
This is a pretty nice case, it looks like.
A very nice case.
Yeah.
It comes with different colors and all of that.
And you can do the same thing you can do with the Apple smart case. You can roll it back and
you can roll it
use
back.
It as a stand.
You can use it as a stand. It's much more stable than the smart case. It's very stable. It's very nice.
It was really floppy when you used the smart case. It was really terrible.
No, it was pretty awful. Yeah. And this is very affordable. It's like, you know, 50 bucks.
A little less than Apple's.
Apple's. Very nice. And I don't know. I was actually inspired by this because looking at the wire cutter, and they recommended this as like the best iPad case. I would never have heard of it otherwise.
And the name of it again?
It's the Joy Factory Smart Suit 3.
Joy Factory Smart Suit 3. Pros and cons.
Okay, pros. It does what it does. It covers it very nicely. It's very secure. It has the magnetic cover for the sleep and wake functions. And it's very stable. Very stable. Cons, it's a little bit chintzy. I don't know if you can see this on the camera, but there's like a very little bit on top here. It doesn't fit very perfect. It doesn't fit perfectly. And if you're sort of careless with it, it might just flop off, depending on how you hold it. But that's a very small con.
It's nice.
Yeah.
The Joy Pack?
Joy Factory
Joy
Smart
Factory.
Suit Tree.
Whatever. I'll tell you what, we got a link at the Before You Buy page.
Yeah.
twit.tv/BYB. You can also email us, byb@twit.tv, if there's something you'd like us to review.
Mm-hmm.
And we put all of our videos up on YouTube by product on the Twit YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/twit. So that's the place if you want to, you know, send somebody a link. Somebody's looking for an iPad case. You might want to send them a link. You can find that on the YouTube channel. Yeah. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
All right. So we were talking about Windows laptops. And, you know, one thing that is the case, the sales of Windows laptops right now are pretty much dead in the water because everybody's waiting for Windows 8. People typically in the Windows world wait till the new operating system comes out before they buy a new laptop. But if you do have to buy a Windows 7 laptop, I've got one you're going to really like. I've been unimpressed by the Ultrabooks in general. This Ultrabook design is a specification Intel put out for PC manufacturers that is essentially a copycat of a MacBook Air. Thin and light, no optical drive in many cases, a wedge-shaped design. And this is very much like that. It feels like a MacBook Air lit-up keyboard. In fact, if you look at the keyboard, it's very much MacBook Air style. Of course, it's a Windows keyboard, so it has a Windows key. i5 processor in here. You can get it with an i7. It has an SSD, just like the MacBook does, 128 or 256 gigabyte. It's a fast one, SATA 3, so it's a very fast SandForce controller-based SSD. And 4 gigs of RAM, and that's it, just 4 gigs of RAM. Nice metal case, though. It's not an aluminum unibody case. It's the brushed metal that Asus is famous for. This is their ZenBook Prime. I believe this is the UX31. Let me show you the real key to this, though. And this is the first Ultrabook I've seen with a 1080p screen. 1920 by 1080. This is the highest resolution screen I've seen on an Ultrabook. It is gorgeous. It's an in-plane switching IPS LCD screen. That means it looks very good at all angles. It'd be great for sharing movies with people on an airplane. And of course, because it's 1080p, you're getting full HD resolution. This is in effect Asus's Retina display. It really is crisp and clear. Notice, too, it's a 16:9 resolution, aspect ratio display. Good battery life. You can see here it's saying 12 days almost fully charged. I was able to get 5 or 6 hours of use. Of course, it'll depend on how you use it. As with most notebooks today, this is not a Microsoft Signature PC, so it does have other stuff installed on it. But you could take it off. It's not particularly cluttered up. And the thing that really stands out on this is the screen. The thing that's a little disappointing on this is, even though it says on here audio by Bang & Olufsen Ice Power, and B&O is a very well-known high-end stereo design firm, the audio on this is very tinny. It basically sounds like an AM radio, and that means you're not going to really want to watch movies on this without adding a good pair of headphones or speakers to it. Great screen, great video. It sounds like an AM radio when it comes to the audio. Pros on this, well, the number one pro, and really the thing that distinguishes it from everything, and by the way, it's kind of a mediocre camera built in, microphone, all of that kind of stuff. How do I stop Carly Rae Jepsen? Please, please, stop. There we go. Press the pause button on my Spotify. The pros, absolutely the screen. 1920 by 1080p, it is gorgeous. And this IPS technology really gives you great color, great reproduction. It has a built-in Intel graphics, so it's not the fastest graphics, but really this is an Ultrabook. You shouldn't expect it to be the top-of-the-line gaming machine. Very nice, thin profile, SD card slot. It's got two USB 3 ports. I do like the fact that it comes with an HDMI, a micro HDMI connector, as well as a DisplayPort connector. The power charger is fairly small, not a big brick, just plugs into the wall. Again, very much like the Apple-inspired design. One thing that they do that Apple doesn't do, though this doesn't have an Ethernet port, but it comes standard with a USB to Ethernet connector, as well as a DisplayPort to VGA adapter. That's part of the standard price. Price is high. That's the con for a Windows machine. $1,100 for the i5 version and $1,499 for the i7 version. So if you want a lot of power, you're actually going to pay a slight premium over the MacBook Air on this. Great design, though. Solid feel. The keyboard's great. None of the flexing or the rattling that IaaS noted with the Lenovo IdeaPad. This is clearly Asus's top-of-the-line Ultrabook. I love the polished metal finish. It does pick up fingerprints a little bit, but, you know, you just wipe it off with a cloth. This is the Asus ZenBook Prime, and absolutely, if you're looking for a Windows 7 machine that will run Windows 8 just fine, It's a definite buy. I really like this. I'd be happy to carry this under my arm. I mean, doesn't that look nice? I love this shiny brushed metal that they do on the top.
I wanted to give a little preview of what we're coming up next in the future
episodes. Sure. What's coming up on future episodes?
So we have the Acer Iconia Tab. It's a very basic Android tablet that we have Jason Howell reviewing. We're also getting the Samsung Galaxy Note 10.1,
S Pen. That's the one you can't buy anymore in the United States, right? They block that one?
I don't know. They're going to send us one. So I don't,
okay,
I don't
well, maybe
know
we can
what that
get
means.
It.
We'll see.
Apple's trying to block it anyway.
I hope not.
Yeah.
So we're going to get one for review. We're also reviewing the Dell 24 All-in-One, XPS All-in-One.
I've been
iMac.
Very interested in these.
So we have one. One that basically an iMac competitor,
right,
essentially.
Right.
And a lot more.
Isn't it interesting how much Apple has influenced the design all across the board, not just phones, but in laptops and in desktops as well. Clearly the design leader.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to put Windows 8 on this. I'll let you know how it runs on Windows 8. I think if you are looking for a Windows, if you're planning on getting a Windows 8 machine, I would wait, because we're already seeing some interesting design ideas that take advantage of some of the touch features and so forth in Windows 8 convertibles and, and so forth. But if a Windows 7 machine is in your budget, that's a pretty good choice.
Yep.
Look forward to the coming weeks. We've got a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. Remember, the show is on every Tuesday, about 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. If you'd like to watch live, that's 2200 UTC. And we love it when you watch live, because then we can talk back to you in the chat room. But you can always get these shows on demand after the fact, both audio and video, at twit.tv/BYB. Or go to YouTube, as I mentioned, youtube.com/twit. And we've got individual reviews of each of the products, sometimes with additional content that isn't normally on the show. Again, youtube.com/twit. But thank you, Nicole Lee. Thanks to Ayaz Akhtar. Thanks to you for joining us. Remember, you gotta watch before you buy. We'll see you next week.